ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Tuesday, gonna get down on Tuesday. Everybody's ready for Tuesday.
Are you singing that because we're actually recording on a Friday?
As if I even realized that. I love that you thought so highly of me, just putting those things together. Of course, that's not why I did it. But yes, let's change the narrative. Let's redefine the narrative, and that is exactly why I did it.
Welcome to Friday on a Tuesday. And we're seeing you next Tuesday.
And don't think too hard about that because it will be a little confusing. And that's fine.
Have we ever recorded on a Friday?
At this point, I think we have recorded every day of the week.
Okay.
You know? Because I think between the fact that like we changed how many studios we changed because we started, I think we did change the day. We changed the day of the week that we recorded in studios like a couple times because then depending on traffic, we were like, this is going to be a lot. Let's switch this up. And then with guest episodes, sometimes when we got a good guest, it was like, we got to do a this day. And then pandemic included. I feel like we've really hit
the pandemic. We were winging it.
Let's start 5 new podcasts. So we had stuff to do. And I was like, great call. So yeah, we were, you know, I think we've hit everything.
I don't think we've ever done a Sunday.
I think we have.
When you were doing Freakish, we were doing Saturdays.
Yeah.
Regularly.
But I think we've definitely done, I feel like we must have done a Sunday, like
it's
a holiday.
It's the Lord's Day. I don't work just like Chick-fil-A.
Mm. So what else do you relate to Chick-fil-A on? You want to go there?
Delivering chicken.
This is, Melissa's a radio. She's not. She's not. Don't worry. See, this is the difference between our podcast and The Basement Yard, which I have been binging all of those episodes because I say this with love as also a hot, dumb idiot. This is the same reason why I love Brooke and Connor make a podcast. I love podcasts that are just easy. It's an offensive term, smooth brain, but like it's just kind of like everything's vibing and chill and nothing is too extreme.
Yeah, but they're fun. And they're I think they're saying things that I want to hear. They're like the only two men that I'm like, yeah, you can have a podcast.
Yeah, every other man, I'm going to beat them with the mic. They can keep their mic.
Yes.
No one else is allowed to have a mic. Actually, I do love, I don't listen to it regularly because they don't have a video version regularly. And I want all podcasts to have a video version. But Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Is it Matt Rogers? I like them.
I don't know that one. I thought your Matt was going a little. Oh.
And
a little ma'am, too.
Ma'am, you should know. So today we're recording this, obviously this episode, and we're recording like the rest of our episodes for this week. So we are recording our But Am I Wrong? And I literally texted Melissa before this and I was like, the fact that I forgot we were doing Barbie and I prepped a whole other one, you should know that that's what I prepped. Mm. And I would just like you to know that I feel vindicated because it's the first time that I've ever had bad vibes and I've like, I fucking hate this person. And you were like, no, I like them. Like, we usually agree on this.
Yeah.
And this is a time that I come out on top.
I stopped, but I did stop agreeing a while ago when he was defending another comedian that.
Yeah.
And that's when I was done. That's when I stopped following him. So it's been a couple, at least a year.
Yeah. I mean, well, I was going to say something, but maybe I should save that for a hot take for a week that I am feeling strapped for opinions, which is low-key pretty rare. Let me write
that down. Stay strapped.
You know what? I didn't even realize that that was like a gun thing. The whole time I was like, strap on. Like, okay. Like, I just fully thought that that's what that meant. And everyone's like, I'm strapped right now. And I was like, okay, cool. I like didn't even fucking question it until one day I saw someone, I heard it in like the context of guns. And I was like, okay, I guess a strap on doesn't make sense here. What does this mean? And it was like, oh, gun? Really just blew my mind.
Yeah, we're pro-gun here.
Yeah, we're homophobic and pro-gun. Everyone's like, what the fuck? You know, if you're new here, it's really not the case, but you also don't have to believe us. You could just listen to any other fucking episode.
Yep. You were writing down your other thought.
Mm-hmm. I was going to write like three words, and I realized that I was doing the thing that I always do with my notes app where I write down three fucking words and it's not descriptive enough, and I look in a week, and then I have to ask you and Mods, like, do you have any idea what this means? Like that one thing about chips. I was like,
did you ever figure that
out? No idea what that was about.
Speaking of chips, my mom, we went to Trader Joe's. This is her first time going to Trader Joe's because there's not any Northwest Garden.
When does she leave, by the way?
This morning. She's gone.
Fucking damn it. I'm so sad. I wanted to meet her in person. Yeah. I'm devastated. Next time.
Yeah, she said she's going to start coming every Thanksgiving. I was like, okay. So she's very passive aggressive, and we were at Trader Joe's and she's like, we're not going to get any chips. And I was like, I don't want chips. If you want chips, then get some chips. So then she was looking at the chips and she's like, where are the name brands? And I was like, this is Trader
this
Joe's.
This is the name. Trader Joe's is the name.
Joe, sometimes Jose.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I don't like that they do that.
I don't either. But, yeah, and so she got her chips. And then why are they still sitting in my cabinet unopened after all of that?
When I tell you, I'm finding more and more similarities between your mother and Kyle. It is crazy. Because Kyle bought like a 4-pound bag of almonds. And I was like, for what? Like he was here for like 3 days unopened. And then he goes, you can eat them. And I was like, okay.
You can bring it. I can make you some milk.
Sure. He also does that with weed, though, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Depends on what weed he gets, though, because I'm like, okay, can you be a little more chill? I don't want anything that's like, expand your mind. I'm like, I just want your mind.
I feel like his mind is expanded enough.
I know. I'm like, close that.
Where's it going?
Places that we don't want to know.
No.
Well, did your mom have a good time?
She did. She expected us to do more.
I feel like you did a lot.
But it was like every night she's like, where are we going? I'm like, I'm working. And she knew this coming here.
Yeah.
People, I was just like, at one point I just snapped. on Tuesday, I kind of snapped and was like, she had said, like, what are we doing? And I'm like, I don't work for a machine. I am the machine. And so that's where we were. But like, we couldn't do something every day because I was directing an audiobook plus had to review edits. And I warned her of all this before she bought a ticket. Parents just of a certain generation don't understand the creative world. But we went, what did we do? We saw The Marvels, which was very good. Don't believe the hype of misogynist racists that didn't even see the movie.
Yeah. You always filter Marvel fans' opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. Marvel fans are diverse, but the reviews and the loudest ones mm-hmm. are not the ones you want.
Yeah. If you look at reviews written by women, they're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is what we needed. And it also opens up two different avenues that I'm excited about too.
Ooh.
Stay for the post creds. Directed by a black woman.
That was my other potential but am I wrong nomination.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's very good. We went to the Korean spa. It's great. Love it. I love getting my back
rubbed down,
turned in a way that I can't explain. And I love the little rooms. Oh my gosh, I fell asleep after my massage. I went into the room where they have the little tiny clay balls that you lie on.
Uh-huh.
And I fell asleep, but you have to have your little wristlet on that has the number that coordinates to like any services you get plus your locker number.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point I like moved my arm or something and I thought a dog had jumped on me. Like it was like their collar. I don't know where I had gone in my mind. I was so relaxed and I...
As someone who gets afraid of her own shadow, I do actually understand the experience of forgetting that something attached to you is attached to you and thinking it is a foreign object and something else completely unrelated.
And where would the dog come from?
I don't know. And that doesn't matter because your brain went there and I understand that.
I sat straight up and then fell out the little pit that you're in. Luckily, my mom was the only other person in the room. Like, the other people had
the
left.
Fuck?
She was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know.
I got too relaxed. I was not alert. I was not alert.
No. What else we do? We just bopped around. It was fun. We cooked starting on Wednesday night and then into Thursday, and I really made the best. I sent you a video about it and said this might be the turkey video. It was during your non-Adderall.
It was during when I slept. Wait, on
the turkey text? Confit. Yeah, it was a recipe from Food Network.
Oh, you sent the recipe, not a
yes.
video.
It's a video like recipe, like from Food Network or something.
Okay.
And I had told you, I was like, this might be the recipe of all recipes for turkey. And I made it, and that meat was falling off the bone. Like, I've never had a turkey that was that tender and that flavorful. So good.
Wow, I'm really glad I'm not seeing this until now, because I would have been like, I definitely got to make this. And
yeah.
The reason I had the least stressful Thanksgiving, because I did not start cooking. I made pies the night before, but like 9 p.m. And I made, like, we made dinner, like, we cooked everything else yesterday. And I definitely would not have had enough time to do this.
It's actually, like, the prep itself isn't that much. It's just because it sits in the oven for 4 hours on a low heat. It is, like, you got to do the rub and stuff the day before and then let it sit in the refrigerator, and then you get up and then wash all that off and then put it in. But it really, the most that it took was peeling 40 cloves of garlic, which if this had been before you gave your little talk about it, I would have just got a bag of garlic. But
now that we know how that garlic gets peeled, you can never eat it.
No.
Listen to that episode of But Am I Wrong if you have not heard that before.
So
wow, this looks good.
Yeah, it was incredible.
This also looks like I would actually like dark meat.
Yeah, I don't like dark meat usually either, but it was
this makes it look like I would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. It was great. So I didn't get like the parts like they did in the video. I actually just bought a turkey and then cut it up, which I learned how to do during, like, I learned how to do it on a chicken during the pandemic from, you remember Gordon? When I made that video? Yep, Gordon Ramsay did it. And so then I was learned how to slice up turkey. Takes a little bit longer because it's way bigger, but it's still the same, exact same process.
Yeah. Wow.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like you're gonna get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already gonna love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Did you make anything else new?
No. That was the only new thing. But I did mashed potatoes. Still have some if you didn't get any.
I made some.
Okay.
And for the first time ever, I did it in, I usually just deal with lumpy mashed potatoes because like I did not grow up in, I grew up in a house where the mashed potatoes, like they weren't peeled and they were lumpy. Like it was, it was potato salad that was like slightly smushed. Mm-hmm. But I decided we don't have like a potato ricer, so I decided to try the like hack, which is you take a sieve and you do it. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for about one portion of potatoes.
You don't just like boil it until it's super soft and just use a fork.
No, I know I do, but like okay. The getting like make sure you get every single one. I hate our potato masher. And so I made so many potatoes that like the fork, I was just, my arm was getting tired. And so then I did the sieve thing, and I didn't do it for all of the potatoes, but I did it for like the portion we were going to bring. And it was pretty good. I liked it smooth.
Do you, when you boil the potatoes, do you do it in water?
Yes, because the visual of boiling them in, I have to do coconut milk. I would never eat it.
No, chicken broth.
Oh, okay. I can
set it with that. Breaks it down easier, so you can do the fork without it getting tired.
Mm, good to know. Wow, look at you.
And it adds a little extra flavor to it.
I love that. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Roasted some root vegetables, made the cinnamon roll cake that I've been making for, it's just a hit. Everybody loves that freaking cake I got off old Reddit recipes.
Yep.
I made some other stuff. Mac and cheese.
We need to get you a different plate to serve that mac and cheese on. You cannot be serving that on your long Cheesecake Factory plates. Like that makes legitimately no sense.
Yeah, it does.
You're serving it like chicken satay. And I'm like, this is macaroni.
And that's fine. And that's fine. If you make macaroni that is, I don't like creamy macaroni. I like more cheesy macaroni. So you don't need, you can serve it off that. It's not going to run away.
A slice of macaroni.
Yeah. I made some other stuff. I don't remember. Rolls.
My mom. Did they bring anything?
Some drinks. Yes, they were directed.
Instructed to. As they were told they had to. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, that's amazing. We I made two different pies. I made an apple pie and a pumpkin pie. And they also made a like apple galette kind of thing. And our nephew, he also helped make it, and he was very excited. And he asked if I was going to have any of that. And he was like, oh, no, you cannot have that. That will hurt your tummy. And I was like, oh, my God. And she's like, and his mom was like, oh, yeah, we did talk about that. She made another pie because this one will not hurt her tummy. And so he had some of both of my pies, too. And he was just being so funny. He was so excited for our dance party. He did specifically request Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, and I was going to say this last time, and I forgot to talk about it. I didn't say this, but the Get Him Back, and he will request that song. And I'm like, do you want me to put this on your playlist? And he's like, I like it better when it comes on your playlist. And I was like, okay, it makes no difference, but I love that. And he'd asked me before what the song was about, and he, you know, he'll be like, who sings this? What is the song called? What is the song about? I was like, this is called Get Him Back. It's by Olivia Rodrigo. And this is a song, like, he's like, why does she want to get him back? And I was like, well, it's about a boy who broke her heart. He hurt her feelings. And sometimes we write songs to, you know, get through our feelings. Sometimes we paint pictures, and this helps her get through her feelings. And that's, she wants to kind of, so that's what it's about. But I'm not saying, like, revenge. Mm-hmm. And so then that was, like, the first time we listened to the song. And then the last time we listened to, or the time after that we listened to the song, which was like 2 times ago, he was like, you know what she should do? And I was like, what should she do? And she goes, well, to get him back, she should bring him to a cave and then leave him there with no toys, and he has to stay there forever. And I was like, yeah, my fair guy, yes, fucking king. Like, that, you know what? That sounds like a fair punishment for breaking her heart. And he goes, I think that is fair too. And I was like, I'm upset. Yes, and I was like, do you want to be a guest on our podcast giving relationship advice? Like, my dude, like, I'm loving this. And he loves that song, which is, it's just so fucking cute. And we also played a new game called Speedboat, where Mod told, like, shows him on a speedboat. And I will just play the audio for people so you can just hear how fucking, like, there is something truly healing about, like, the sound of children laughing. He's talking about waves. I die. I'm obsessed with him. Oh my gosh,
it's so cute.
And so they're like sitting on a chair, and like Mats is holding them. They're like, oh, the big wave. And they're like jumping up. And it's just, it's so cute. And he's also talking about how he's going to smush crime and with his little superhero outfit. And it was great. And oh, and one of the best things, he remembers everything. And as soon as we got over there, and he was like, Megan, I have to show you something. Come into the bathroom with me. And I'm like, am I about to see your poop chart? And it was like, no. And he like runs and grabs his toothbrush. And I was like, oh, did you get a new toothbrush? Like, it is a new one. And he was like, but look what's on it. It's your favorite. And there's a picture of a narwhal. And I was like, narwhals are my favorite. And you remembered this. And you were like, I got to show Aunt Megan my fucking toothbrush. And I was like, honestly, thank you, dude, for showing me your toothbrush.
Wow. That's so cute.
He's so stinking cute. You got to see him. He's so much bigger now, but he's still so tiny.
Yeah, you showed me that video and I was like, baby boy is shot up.
I know, but the funny thing is, like, if you look at the photos and videos of him when he's standing with his parents versus standing with Mats and I, like, I'm like, my God, he's so tall because he's half the height of his mother. And I'm like, well, she's very short. And like, Mats' brother's also not as tall. And then I see photos with us and him and I go, oh, okay, no, yeah, he's not huge.
But in comparison to his direct DNA, yeah, you know, he's on track.
I know. And I do wonder about if his sister will be bigger, because she is 2 months old and she is the size that he was at like 4 months.
Yeah. But he was a little early, wasn't he?
Yeah. But I don't know. Does that change? Like, how do you, as an adult?
The development does. Yeah.
Because Mats was like the same amount of early for some people. Okay. It's interesting. Well, yeah. And I have to still make our vegetables today because I didn't make vegetables yesterday because we just ate what they made. But everything was pretty good. I just did turkey breast instead of the whole turkey. And it was delicious. And because you're just cooking the breast, which I think would be the same if you cut up one, it's not dry because you don't have to fucking wait until the dark meat is done.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I'm loving it.
Do you need any sweet potatoes?
Like what kind? Like a raw? Sweet. Just yeah. Like a, I have a couple. Why? How many did you get?
Not too me. Many. The
Your mother.
Mother
got too many.
She cooked way too much. Well, she bought too much things. And even though I told her, there's four of us. There's not 15. And I got four small sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this isn't enough. And she went to the store. Well, she stole my car and went to the store while I was recording and bought six giant sweet potatoes.
In addition to the four?
Yes. And then cut them up. Except for two. I had turned around and I was like, that's way too much. And she was like, no. And I was like, yeah, it is. But and there were only two left. And I was like, you're not cutting those up. Whole thing. I gave Sonam two big bags of like plastic bags of like for her to take raw home so she can cook them. And there's still so much cut up. So if you would like some.
Yeah, maybe. I have to double check to how many we bought. Yeah. And see if I overbought, because Mott has the habit of overbuying for those as well. But
why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Oh, I also made chicken gravy.
Because
I was lazy.
Yeah. I messed up the gravy. I don't know what I think I was just tired. I just
gravy
messed
is one that like
messed it up.
I don't like the amount of thought that has to go into gravy because you need to do it last because you have to get everything. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want to think the most last. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I got like a packet of gravy because I'm like, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Because every time I always mess it up because I'm just like, I'm done.
Yep.
I checked out.
Yep. I was like, tell me when y'all are 20 minutes out and I'll start making the gravy. And I start making it. I don't know where I went wrong. I truly don't because I don't even remember starting to make it.
Exactly. And that is the issue with gravy. That's the fucking issue. I also was struggling yesterday because I have fucked up my knee.
Yes. It's been fucked up for a minute.
Yeah. It's been fucked up for about 2 weeks. And I've been good at like, I don't know. I guess like I hadn't cooked done a full day of cooking like that where I'm just standing. And it got to the point where I was like, oh, I am going to die. I need to sit down. And I was fine. And then I like, you know, elevated the leg, sat down. Everything was fine and dandy. And I will also say that like the more that I've cooked Thanksgiving or like big meals like this, like it is not even stressful anymore. Like it is just like, you know what to do. You know the timing of it. Like it's really not bad. It's also because we're not hosting anyone here. But then I was playing with the nephew and like, it's just like after a while, I was like, ooh. My knee is flaring up. It's acting up. And then last night, I do not know what I did. I don't know what the logic was. I had to put my head between my knees because I thought I was going to pass out. It hurt so bad. Like I was crying. My eyes felt like they were rolling in the back of my head. And it is quite swollen, but it took a while to get swollen. And so at first I was like, oh, it's not swollen. And then Mons is like, it has to be. And it was so TMI, but it was so bad yesterday that I like sat down to pee and I went to like wipe. And, you know, I don't pee with my leg. I don't pee spread eagle. So like my legs are, you know, closer. Like my legs are not shut together, but they are close together.
Now I'm going to be thinking about that.
I know. I was trying to explain it to Mods and he was like, what? And I was like, I don't even know.
Well, he doesn't
like,
even.
I know. And I was like, this is just going to be too confusing. I need to talk to someone else who pees sitting down. And also you need to wipe. And I tried to open my legs slightly and it was searing pain. I couldn't do it. So it was like, I had to wipe by like, my legs are like closed and I had to like stick between them and I'm like fighting myself. And I was like
from behind.
Literally, I was like out of body experience. I thought about that and I was like, if right now the one thing I do not need is a fucking UTI on top of this.
No, but if you go, you got to reach for farther to the front.
It's true.
Go behind and reach further.
I do have long
pull
arms.
It back. Yeah.
And then pull it back.
No, it's not a back forth.
Yeah, no. I'm
all the way up, pull back.
Yeah. And it was just like fucking hell. So I'm currently... I almost said levitating. No, I'm currently elevating my leg on a box and I will go to the doctor. If anything, please. Like I probably just need to like brace it.
Have you been icing it?
No, it's just so cold out.
Well, I mean, if it's swollen, icy, alternating between ice and heat will also help with that.
Mm-hmm.
You should be literally icing it right now.
Oh, but it'd be so cold. Okay, you're right. I'll do it. And here's the thing. It's not getting any better. It's getting like it got progressively worse. And so
I
now I will listen to everybody else because now I will do all the things I haven't been doing because like clearly what I've been doing, which in my defense, a lot of the time just like waiting it out like works. And it just happened to
does
not
it though?
Work.
Does it?
I mean, recently it has not actually been working as well as it normally does.
You had sent a text message telling me about Mott's won. I'm going to go to the doctor. Yeah. And I was like, no, we all win when you go to the doctor. This
when
is a team
low,
effort.
We go high. We were going, no, when they go low, we go fucking lower. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And he's right. And I'm sure that I'm wrong.
Wow. We're admitting it.
Yeah. I also saw that because like I'm thinking, I'm 99% sure it's my meniscus, because if it was anything else, like a meniscus, you can still walk. Like most of the other things, like you would not be able to walk. And there has been some loud popping sounds, which is a meniscus. And it's the same location and the same like swelling. And there's varying levels of like strain and tear or whatever. But I did look at it and it said like, you know, if you're young, it can heal in like 2 to 4 weeks. And then it was like, but for the elderly, it can heal in like 4 to 6 months. And then it said parentheses. And in this case, elderly is 35 and over. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't think that you can say elderly if you mean 35 and older.
Well, according to Brie.
Oh.
It is.
Ayo.
Over.
It is. Over the hill.
Yeah.
Over the hill. Yeah. It's.
Past, way past close middle to death. Age.
Close to death. Like you've only got so much time left. So I'm not there yet, but I'm also like high key embarrassed to go to a doctor and be like, hey, I think I like did some damage to my meniscus. And they're like,
don't even say what it is. Just say like what you think. Don't say what you think it is. Just say the symptoms you have.
Okay. Cause my issue is like, if they're going to be like, so what do you think caused this? And I'm like, well, I was sitting and I sat for a long time and I think it was a position that was weird. And then I moved.
Say all that, but don't say, I think it's my meniscus. Just say that I'm in pain. This is how long it's happening. And tell them that. And this is what happened.
I'd just rather get to the faster stuff.
Well, you said that you didn't want to.
No,
so
no.
I was
what
trying
I don't
to- want
to do is tell – what I'm scared to tell them is like when they – because it's the sports injury or more off bending down. Like I don't want to be like, oh, I sat funny. And they're like –
but you also have other things that may also
know,
have contributed to that. Not yeah. just sitting, but –
ligament things. Yes. And mm-hmm. all that. So, yeah, it's not that odd. But also like – I've got knee problems, and I've always had knee problems, but this is a different kind of problem.
Do you have knees?
It's a really fucking good question. I don't know. I don't have my whole tailbone, because maybe I don't have all those knees.
I'm just asking, because my sister Melanie, in case you're new here, she also has hyperextension like you do, and she does not have knees. Like, they disappeared if she's standing.
That's crazy.
Her knees are like this. Like her legs been like this.
That's CDS.
Yeah.
That is fully it. I just Googled, do you have knees? I can't.
I mean, yes, you have the, of course you have the knee bone, but I just mean like, does it look like you have knees? Your kneecaps, I should say. But does it appear that you have them?
I think it would depend on how I stand. Think. Because you know me, and you know that my knees turn inwards. And mm-hmm. so I think if I turned my
you
feet
do. Yes, you
outwards,
do. Now that I'm thinking about them turning inwards,
in
I yeah. have seen them.
Well, yeah, because that's also the angle. But like, yeah. I guess maybe if I you know, duck walked a little bit, it might be like they blend in a little bit more, but I'm not sure. I was noticing... I don't know why. There was something on like my nephew's ear and I like wiped it off and I was like, dang, dude, like you got some real spongy soft ears. And I realized that's also cartilage. And so because the kneecaps are cartilage, they take a long time to grow. And now I'm like, maybe you have like, you don't get like your solid ear until you're older, because I'm like, these ears are fucking squishy. These ears are. And I was like thinking about it the same way. And that's how my, I split the cartilage in my nose because I was a kid and you don't have that full strong cartilage mm-hmm. yet. So it's really soft. And so that's how mine split when I fell as a kid. And I was like, maybe your ears are something that you, because like they're once you get to a certain point, like the size is relatively similar, but they harden up, they toughen up a little bit.
Yeah.
They were real.
Until squishy. You get old and then they start getting bigger. Have you ever noticed old people's ears are huge compared to their head?
I thought it was. This might be mean. I thought it was just because old people tend to have hair that's thinning, and so therefore we can see the ears a little bit more. Uh-uh. Hmm. Good to know. I'll check out some old people's ears.
Yeah.
They're like, show me your ears. Let me see those big honkers.
Let me see them.
And then it's ironic because like you also like tend to, your hearing starts to get a little bit worse as you get older, yet the ears are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Well, we're all learning new things.
We are. What an episode.
What a fantastic episode, like every one we do. So we hope you all enjoyed. We hope you ate food or, you know, had a fun resisting Melissa's, going against Melissa's hot take, and maybe you had some great Black Friday shopping.
Oh, God.
Tell me about your
deals. I sent you a video.
You did? On Instagram?
Please look at it right now.
I actually bought some things.
Okay. Did you physically go somewhere?
No, but I bought things on Bezos Emporium. Normally we know about the sales, that they're not real. Mm-hmm. But they're things I've had in my cart for a while. And I was like, actually, this is a far lower price. So yeah. I guess I'm going to get it.
Please look at the video and share what you see with the class. While you're doing that, I will say, listen on Thursdays to But Am I Wrong? Listen on Friday to Fisting Friday, where we share the results from But Am I Wrong? If you would like an insight on why we were talking about Brie, and you're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Who is Brie? If you join our Patreon.
Join our Patreon, and you can be in on the inside joke and be there on our live streams.
Okay, so a recap of this video. It is someone who has a – this is not the punching kind of one, is it? This
looks, no. This I think it's like fully a mannequin.
From that they removed the body from.
Yes.
And, like, this is like – it's like the sewing dart mannequin. Like, you can stick the pins to, you know. It looks like to be on a light pole. And they are black leather jacket, sweatpants, beanie, and – wielding, is that what word?
Yeah.
A big purse to punch and kick, roundhouse kick. We're getting some jump kicks to practice for Black Friday. I do have one question though. Where do you think this is filmed? Because there is that an animal cage?
I didn't look that hard.
Because it at one point there is, and then they remove it. It is looking like a combination. It looks like an office building, except also a home, but mostly an office building. Because why is there what is that carpet?
It looks like a hotel carpet.
Yeah, that's like a commercial carpet. But then look at the ceiling.
Yeah. Maybe they live in one of those buildings where that used to be a commercial building, and like they're doing with malls now and changing them into apartments.
I think this is a mall. They live in a mall. Like, it's just such a random, like, it's such an odd, random location.
Well, I look at it.
I know. And it's so, and I just have to, like, the agility right now and the commitment. I'm obsessed when people go like full speed, totally hard for this. And they're like, I'm not going to mark this. There is a certain generation. It's the TikTok generation. When they do dances, they do 3% energy. And then there's a generation that is like, no. I'm going to bleed out on camera. I'm not going to fake this prank. Like, I'm going to actually do this. And like, I'm going to commit to the bit so hard. And I like that.
When you said that this was a light pole, I was thinking like a standing light, but this is fully a tripod studio camera light pole. Yes.
This is a studio light pole. Like, it is, and I'm just like, damn, really, really, really kicking that one hard.
Oh God. Okay. Well,
we'll see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Goodbye.